Everyone, welcome to my show tonight. I am J.R. Leonard, the new voice of radio and podcasting. Tonight, before I begin, though, I want to give a shout out to Anchor, the best people, the best apps you want to download is right here on your very Anchor. That's what J.R. Leonard started doing his podcastings. Whether you're a seasonal podcaster, whether you're a new beginner, you can reach a growing audience on Anchor. So if you in need of doing podcasting, go to the number one app makers in the world, Anchor, where you can do wonderful podcasting. Tonight, I want to talk about the Golden State Warriors. Now, they defeated the Houston Rockets to advance to the Western Conference Finals. But one man has dominated the entire NBA playoff season this season. That one man is Kevin Durant. Clearly, the best NBA player right now on the planet, not named LeBron James. Kevin Durant is averaging 34 points. 34 points this playoff season. The 10-time All-Star is showing people why he is not only arguably the best player of his generation, he's showing the NBA why the man is so special. Kevin Durant got so much backlash for joining what was already a great team. Golden State was already great, true enough. But when KD joined Golden State, it was like an injection of steroids into a super team that behind closed doors, most NBA owners did not want to see. Kevin Durant is a smart man, highly intelligent, very competitive, and he joined an already great roster of potentially three Hall of Famers before KD even got to Golden State. But he reminded people why that even with or without Golden State, KD still is going to shine. KD still going to put up his numbers. KD still is going to win scoring championships. But the reality too, Golden State really haven't been a strong team the last year or two. And that's scary. And what's scary about Golden State, they don't always have to play consistent to win the big games. They big four at any time can go off. Klay can go off for 30, 40 points. Steph Curry can go off for 40, 50 points. KD can go off for 50 points at any time. That's just amazing. They the most dominant team. Really, I would say Golden State is even on more better levels than Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. When you look at Golden State, if KD signed back with the Warriors, you probably still looking at them winning another four or five championships. Now, after Steph Curry wins this year, that's going to make his fourth ring along with Klay. Now, they're going to be the first team to go back-to-back-to-back since the Bulls. So, but in reality, Steve Kerr got lucky and was fortunate enough to get that job. Basically, after they fired Mark Jackson. Because he's basically coaching damn near five players that's arguably going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. So it does take some form of luck, people. But the reality is, Golden State was never a New York media, was never a big city like the Lakers, was never a big franchise like a Miami. The NBA always favored them big market teams over the small market teams. And make no mistake, they still don't like to see small market teams win championships. But the reality is, Golden State doing that. And yes, they out in Oakland. They out in California, but they was always considered a small market team. Now, when you look at Golden State, I just see a group of guys that love playing together, that love competing, and they pick each other up. Now, KD is hurt right now with a minor calf injury, but even playing Portland, I don't think he should be in a rush to return playing Portland. Even the first two games, I would consider sending them out because in reality, I just don't see no way Portland winning one game in that series. I think Golden State is going to sweep Portland in four games. I think three of them games going to end up in blowouts, and that's no disrespect to Portland. Portland has had a great, great season, people. I can't take nothing away from them. But Portland would have had a better chance playing the Houston Rockets in the finals instead of going up against the great Golden State Warriors. I do think Golden State and Toronto will meet in the NBA Finals. But ultimately, I think Golden State is going to win another ring. But I want to give a shout out to Kawhi Leonard also, who has had a great, great playoff run with the Toronto Raptors. So again, everyone, I'm J.R. Leonard. I do different podcasts. I have a great book coming out very soon. I'm going to share with everyone. I just came on this quick podcast to let the world know that Kevin Durant, hey, the guy is big time. What more can you say about the guy? I mean, he deserves every praise that he's getting. He's dominant. Every time he throws up a shot, hell, I think it's going in. Every time I look up, the man is a scoring machine. He is a mismatch every night. Every time he gets on the court, you can't stop the man. But again, hey, Golden State, they're going to do it again, people. So I hate to tell everyone, but this Western Conference Finals is going to be a joke. Golden State is going to embarrass Portland, and I'm just being real. I would like to get people comments and thoughts on my quick podcast about KD and Golden State. Everyone, thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a great night. Thank you.